early 5G wireless is crazy fast when it's cool. In the Wall Street Journal by Joanna Stern. Today's forecast, 95 degrees and sunny with thunderstorms likely. No chance of 5G testing. One of the biggest findings of my multi-city 5G review tour, the Samsung Galaxy S10 5G, isn't reliable in the summer. Unless, well, you summer in Iceland. When I ran tests, the phone's 5G often switched off due to overheating, leaving me with a 4G connection. Cellular carriers demoing or testing the phone have taken to cooling the devices with ice packs and air conditioners. The phone does this when the temperature reaches a certain threshold to minimize energy use and optimize battery, a Samsung spokeswoman said. As 5G technology and the ecosystem evolve, it's going to get better, she added. The fifth generation of cellular networking, 5G, is designed to replace 4G, aka LTE, and pave the way for innovation ranging from augmented reality to self-driving cars. Name any tech buzzword, it'll probably benefit from 5G's faster speeds and reduced lag. Leading U.S. carriers are already launching 5G here and there around the U.S. In just the past few weeks, Sprint launched in Chicago, AT&T in Las Vegas, T-Mobile in New York City, and Verizon in Denver and Providence, Rhode Island. By the end of the year, there should be 5G in around 30 U.S. cities. Eager to test out a technology that's been more hyped than flavored sparkling water, I embarked on a 5G expedition from Denver to Atlanta to Chicago to Manhattan's Lower East Side. I mostly used the new $1,300 Samsung Galaxy S10 5G, the only 5G phone available across all the carriers. I also tested the LG V50 ThingQ 5G on Sprint's network. Verizon has a version, but I didn't test it. After nearly 120 tests, more than 12 city miles walked, and a couple of big blisters, I can report that 5G is fasten your seatbelt fast when you can find it, and you're standing outdoors, and the temperature is just right. As my findings show, 5G is absolutely not ready for you. But like any brand new network technology, it provides a glimpse of the future. Holy spit, I said the first time I saw a speed test hit 1,800 megabits per second on Verizon's network in downtown Denver. Okay, I didn't actually say spit. That's 52 times the average 4G network download speed in the U.S., according to internet speed test company Ookla. It's 18 times the speed of my home network. I saw similar speeds from AT&T in Atlanta. I never hit the 1,000 megabits per second mark in my tests with T-Mobile and Sprint, though their speeds were still about 8 to 10 times as fast as 4G. Right now, using 5G is like being on a highway with no one else around. Once more people jump on, speeds will likely decrease. But no matter which carrier you're on, only downloads benefit from 5G. For now, if you want to upload a file or video, you'll get 4G speeds. With the exception of Sprint, these speeds can be found only in small pockets around town. In fact, I had to ask carriers for landmarks and street corners to find coverage. Right now, Verizon, T-Mobile, and AT&T are deploying a high-frequency flavor of 5G called millimeter wave. It's super-duper fast, but can't travel long distances. In Denver, Verizon has erected 20-foot green poles on street corners to broadcast the signal. In Chicago, it has affiliated nodes to street lamps. In Atlanta, I saw nodes AT&T had placed on top of buildings or on existing cell towers in each of those locations. Walking a few hundred feet up or around the block could cause the 5G indicator on my phone to drop to 4G. Right next to that tower in Denver, where I notched those crazy speeds, is a small bakery with delicious bread. When I stepped inside, the 5G signal vanished. That's the other thing about millimeter waves. Most can't penetrate walls or other hard obstacles. The carriers plan to use this technology to blanket large outdoor and even indoor spaces. AT&T, for instance, is targeting shopping malls, stadiums, and convention centers. If you think your current AT&T iPhone or Android phone is a 5G phone because 5GE sometimes appears in the corner next to your network strength icon, it isn't. It's just good 4G, rebranded 5G Evolution by AT&T's marketing department. No matter which carrier you are on, you'll need a new phone for real 5G, and it'll likely be a while before Apple launches one. In Atlanta, where it was 90 degrees the day I visited, I could run only one or two 5G download tests before the phone would overheat and switch to 4G. When that happened, I'd head back to the car, hold the phone to the air vent. I had similar trouble in Chicago and New York. At times, when the 5G would stop working, my infrared thermometer showed the back surface of the phone was over 100 degrees. With 5G, data is transmitted at higher quantities and speeds, which causes the processor to consume more energy, the Samsung spokeswoman said. I was surprised, though, when in my test, even a simple download on a normal summer day could overheat the phone and sever the 5G connection. Millimeter wave issues like overheating and limited range weren't problems with another flavor of 5G called midband, currently deployed by Sprint in Chicago, Dallas, and other cities. Midband networks have slower speeds, but coverage areas that span much wider distances. Low band, another flavor of 5G that will roll out soon, will also offer slower speeds, cover larger areas, and penetrate walls. T-Mobile and AT&T plan to launch in the next 6 to 9 months. Verizon hasn't announced its plan. The Galaxy S10 5G phone I've been using, it won't work on all those networks. Another reason to hold off. When the stars aligned and things worked, the only real benefit I found was speedily downloading TV shows before a flight, emailing, web browsing, Instagramming, streaming video, none of that felt any different. Those of us who remember the early days of 3G and 4G recall the rocky start. With 5G, the process is even longer and more confusing. The race to 5G is a race America must win, President Trump has said. From my weeks on the road, it feels like 5G is still in the locker room. Hopefully, there's air conditioning.